That's on. Yeah. Is this on? Yeah, that's on.
Yeah. Ah. All right. I don't know nothing.
I've been living in the bottom all of my life, and I ain't done this bad. Well, I ain't done nothing but bad. Jay Bud, what makes you fly so high? I've been robbing your corn patch all of my life. It's a wonder I don't die. It's a wonder I don't die. And gravel all of my life. Wonder I ain't tired. Wonder I ain't tired. Hey, groundhog, what makes your back so brown? It's a wonder I don't smother fire from living down in the ground. You smell so bad. I've been living in the bottom all of my life. I'm mortified in my head. I'm mortified in my white. I've been living in the bottom all of my life. I ain't nothing but bad. I ain't nothing but bad.
Snake, thank you, everybody. You need some duct tape, don't you? You need some duct tape. You always need duct tape. Thank you for coming to the Turf Club. I want to say thank you to our good friend Jeff Mitchell for starting us out here. Jeff is going to come up here in a little while when he's ready and play the bass.
Does someone need some tape?
Mikkel always needs tape. You know, you ought to think he'd go somewhere with tape with him. I don't know.
Somebody over to CVS?
Just see him anywhere, and he'll tell you he needs tape, you know. Perkins.
Oh, that might work. Oh. Sweet.
Where's Tatey with the duct tape and the...
I guess it's my fault. I should have asked him before we started playing if he wanted some tape, but I didn't think about it. It's like the beginning of the second song ritual, I guess.
Hey.
I thought I was cool.
Chesto tricks.
I mean, your bag is full of stuff, man. You got a lot of stuff in that bag.
Oh, thanks.
You'd think there'd be duct tape.
That's
in there.
True.
And you've got like a monkey wrench in there. And
he's such a resourceful guy, too, you know.
There's a lunch box. You got your lunch with you, but you got no duct tape. You shaved again, didn't you?
What? I've been shaving for a while. I've been shorn. I've been told I need to be shorn. The evaluative report was shot. All
right. All right. Thank you for coming, everybody. The king of duct tape there. This is Mikkel Beckman on the washing machine, everybody, from the Great Brass Kings. And our good friend Sneaky Pete Bauer in the middle is playing the mouth organ tonight. This will be Jeff Mitchell in a little while. Whenever he's in the mood for doing stuff like that.
How you like that?
That sounds pretty good.
Thank you. Chevy V Trail almost all my life. Can't ride no train, this poor boy rides for free. Yeah, I work all day, slave away, but my money's not my own. I work all day, but my money's not my own. I can feed the kids, play school going alone. I'm dreaming about Jesse James when I sleep at night. Son, I'm dreaming about Jesse James. Drive that old train, brother, right away. When I lay away, they make Ned Kellers on my mind. When I lay away, Ned Kellers on my mind. Pull up the old track, roll and let the police drive. My wife's name, my boots and whistle, my wife's name. I got my 14, I went to meet the train. On the tracks of my rival is cocked, but she ain't slowing down. I'm on the track, she ain't slowing down. She ain't gonna die, she's always heading back. I saw Jesse James.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully this is in tune.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pretty.
uneasy to be ignored. I want to free of my sacrifice, free to be from me. I don't feel welcome around here, I don't feel at home. This whole world is going to be low, let me live all alone. Thank you, everybody. It's called Mastodon. We appreciate you guys stopping by tonight, Tuesday and all. Fat Tuesday at that. I feel like I should be doing something extra. Sorry.
I don't have any beads.
Kind of diminished them a little bit. I mean, this used to be pretty good.
get passed on the highway. Passed on the sidewalk too. Going back to the country to pass a little time with you. Yeah, you don't want to sit down.
Jeff, what do you think? Are you ready yet?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay.
What? Where are you? What the hell have you been up to? He's drunk as hell.
Okay.
do you want to be over here or back over here? Do you want to be like here or way over there?
I don't care. I can stand right here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I like it right there.
All right, you do what you want. I don't care what you do.
You like it on the pole?
All right. Great.
I'm breaking it right away with the Madawas.
Oh, nice.
The Madawas challenge.
All right. Jeff
fire.
Didn't come here with a gut bucket bass. He found it in the basement.
Yeah. Talk about found percussion.
And What did you have? Like a he had like a toenail clipper and a paper clip.
Yeah, keep going with that.
Whoa! Yeah, it's underneath the thing.
It was duct tape the mic to the pole.
To the dowel. I don't think the stick. I'm in B flat, if that helps.
Coming out.
Thank you, everybody.
It's good. Is it good for you? Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
cold drinks are gone. My girl always go for the road down the day. Crops grow through one field to the next. I travel with my Thank you, everybody.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Good.
How are you doing? I'm fine. It's good. You can hear everything okay? Excellent. Then we've got no problems.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Sounds good. For you.
No, not at all.
I mean, we could talk about things that are other things that might be bothering.
We're all feeling good.
Cadential of you.
Oh,
Bart's John. Thank you, everybody. Oh, wait. That would start with you. You want to play that one?
Oh, God. I haven't played that one in forever.
You can't win?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. All right. Well, at least I'm in the right key.
Sneaky Pete Bauer here. Everybody. It's Fat Tuesday. We're singing about whipping them up the hill. That's what you do on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. We're like 6 weeks and 2 days out or whatever. 4 days? I don't know.
To win.
you know that cop dog, he was dumping out that good booze on my front lawn. So I'm sitting in my chair, Tom Roche in the rail. Next time I want to drink, I'm going to have to walk all the way downtown. I said I'm going down to the liquor store this morning, even after some old John Deere. Now why you can't stop me from drinking? Took the keys that link, but you know I'm going to get there in a week.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that.
Oh, boy, I thought I was going to do something. I forgot what it was.
Is it going to be cheap wine?
No. Really?
You. cheap wine. Sidewalks in the entryway. Oh, thank you, everybody.
Next week we'll get out of a rut. Yeah. Next week it's we're gonna cover Paranoid from song one to the end. Don't laugh, get your chops up, man.
You got any of that on record, or do I have to like do something about it, download it or something? About the same amount of sin as it was playing the song. In B flat, no less.
What? Nice. Get your horn. Get your horn. B flat.
Dr. Ragg, Mr. Bauer, and Mark Ogden. Thank you, everybody.
And to you as well. Thank you. I'm sorry, man. Would you like some water?
You have some water?
I do have some water. I'm sorry, we're only out. Yeah, I have some water.
I should have grabbed some.
Down there just north of Britt, Iowa, raising the corn, but he got tired of that kind of lifestyle. But it was the day after his brother got killed in a tractor accident, he decided he was going to head south. Oh, he was going to head south, he was going to go down to Texas, get a job on a ranch down there somewhere, meet a girl, something like that. Well, he had himself a little car, one of those little big cars with the big V8 motor in it. It was in rough shape. The doors were all wired together, the tires were patched. He was spewing black smoke everywhere he went. Well, he threw his little bedroll in that thing, drove down in the Brit, waiting for the freight train to come through. And Sunday afternoon, we had to obey the Sunday ordinance. Blow the whistle a whole hell of a lot and slow way down. He figured he'd catch up right there. Hit the car behind a skelly station, covered it up with shit, walked down the track. Feet scrambled on the ballast, he hold on the boxcar door, and he jumped in and they were gone. Toning the bell like it was that bull funeral bell going all the way out of town. Bell tone like this. The old train began to pick up steam. Heading out for Carson Bluff. Heading out for Omaha. Out in the plane of Nebraska. Bye bye. Across Nebraska. Old man wakes up on the other side of that car, pulls himself out from under bone to what they call it, a 500-mile paper. Zebra spies that kid that's leaning up against the wall, about half crying, lonely. He says, boys, where are you going? That kid says, old man, I'm going down to Texas. I'm going to get me a job on a ranch. I meet a girl, I don't know. Old man says,
says, you ain't going to Texas on this train, son. This train's bound for California. Come on, talk about it. How to get to Texas when you're going to California. You'd be surprised how far away that is. Now the old kid hang his head. He began to sing a little bit. Old man asked him how much money he's got. But what's in that bedroll, son? He said, go, man. Go on, man. Back on my goddamn black vehicle. Got the door out. Oh, I tell you, brother, back in that car. I'll be home right now. Lecherous old man. All the way across Nebraska, every little shit-ass town they come to, the old engineer blows on the whistle, makes that kid so lonely, he's about to throw himself off the edge. Here goes that whistle now. Blow the whistle. To Colorado, you know, eastern Colorado don't look much different than the old of Nebraska and Kansas anyway. They come into the mountain zone, that gets a little bit different right there. Old man said, yeah, man, we're coming into a tunnel, and this tunnel is 8 miles long. Son, you ever been in a tunnel that's 8 miles long? You never seen such a thing all your life. You think you could wake up in hell. You take this nail and hand him a bandana, just wrap this around your face, a coal smoke will load up in here, and it'll kill you, man. It'll get in your lungs and it'll just kill you dead. Old kid, he's got scared shitless. He wrote that thing around his face. He closed his eyes. Every time he opened his eyes, all he could see was sparks. You know what shot it was. He closed his eyes and he woke up in hell. 8 miles of that. That was dark. There's sparks flying everywhere and smell like the devil. He come out the other end. The old man was dead in the car. Well, that old man had given that boy his own bandana. He died out of that cold smoke. Old kid hung his head and went to cry. Well, back home I got me a bad vehicle. Got to do what I want to tell you, brother. I'm in that car, I'll be home right now. Pulled up for water in some lonely Colorado town on the other side of the mountain. The old kid grabbed that bedroll and he jumped off. The hell with this. He said, I'm going to go home. He started walking back east. He started walking back along the rail. He started walking back to Iowa. Ain't never going to get on no goddamn freight train again.
Fort Blues. Thank you, everybody.
Fun,
we appreciate that. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight. We appreciate you guys stopping by.
How you doing, Jeff?
That was fun. I'm trying to buy into my hero.
Oh, no.
You gotta start picking better heroes.
Your little paycheck, my farmer's careless hand. They're trying to kill mentioning your life. Check the excess of the world and all that you have done. On your back as the years you blow. Are you ready? Are you ready for the year you believe? Thank you, everybody.
I'm a miner too. I'll be in this damned old mine until I break in two. And there ain't no way out, boys, there ain't no way out. Yeah, my daddy's a heavy old coal farmer, but I did just the same. Tim coming to say, get off the land, get off your squatters and stay. It ain't no way out, boy, there ain't no way sit on the steps and sing. Singing won't help you a goddamn bit if you can't read a goddamn thing. She works in an old bill joint, hustles on the side. Thank you. they set it down and buy a body, muscle down the cave. Muscle down the cave. They set it down and buy a body, muscle down the cave. He tore down the door and broke a policeman's leg. Well, they put him in the chains and they marched him in the yard. Marched him in the yard. They put him in chains and marched him in the yard. Had three men pulling and three men pushing hard. Cell and they tore the place apart, tore the place apart. They put him in a cell and tore the place apart. Them madman blues went and broke that poor boy's heart. Oh, Stephen went to Norway and had the madman blues, had the madman blues. Stephen went to Norway and had the madman blues. They put him in St. Peter's and they took away his shoes.
Madman Mora Blues. Nice.
Boiled in lead.
Yeah, that's the
boiled
second
lead.
Time we've done that. Or third time we've done that, maybe.
Something like that. Jeff liked it.
That was good. Good. It was very, it's such, so pretty when you play it. It's very pretty.
This woman wants to hear Jesus is on the main line.
Yeah, I heard that.
Want to do it in D?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Actually, we normally do it in D.
No, no, we always do it in C.
Oh.
Always do it in C. Never do it in D.
That's not true. Well, then we're doing...
She's on the main line.
It is Ash Wednesday, actually. You know?
Right. It's Ash Wednesday now. It's been Ash Wednesday for a little while.
Yeah.
So those of you still like showing off your breasts and stuff to people can stop now and start repenting. That means you too, man.
No. Shit.
Where's
you,
Joe?
You mean I gotta stop looking? I gotta stop looking at him?
That's what I was waiting for.
Tell them what you want. It's on the main line.
Thank you, everybody. Jesus is on the main line. God. Central is never busy.
I kind of prefer that in D.
What?
I prefer that in D.
In D?
Yeah.
That's the way I always played it.
I tried to tell you that before. Melvin. That's very considerate of you.
I was watching some of that video of this all the time. That's the best film right there.
Everybody, I think we got time to do a couple more, and then we better go. I got to go to Winona tonight. Yeah. Dr. Tatey needs a ride.
We got to get the teacher back to his students.
Get him back to the students. He's getting dumber every minute.
I had a big crush on her when I was a kid. Oh.
And
from your fighter, but you can't hide from God. Can't nobody hide from God. You can't hide from your fighter, but you can't hide from God. Can't nobody hide from God. Yeah, can't nobody hide. 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 Well, can't nobody hide from God.
Trying for years, and then so far I've been lucky.
He's awful sneaky. I don't know if he's that sneaky. We're gonna do one last thing here and get on home. Thank you for coming tonight. Next Tuesday I'm gonna play here again. Next Tuesday for the last part of the February leap year memorial with Saint Anyway and you guys if you're coming.
Yeah, if you can.
Jeff can't come. Anyway, I wish you could. Next week is Tuesday. Thank you, everybody. This is Jeff Mitchell, everybody, that came down here and played all the way from Milwaukee. And my very good friend, Sneaky Pete and Mickle. I sure appreciate you guys coming over. We'll do a sinful thing bandwidth here tonight. For we back up a little bit into Fat Tuesday again.
Jake Lieberberg Swings, Book of White Songs. I'll see you hopefully next Tuesday. Stop on, and if you can, thank you for coming down.